Good afternoon. You know, really feel good about what we were able to get accomplished in our phase one, phase two, and then phase three, and then the mini camp in this off-season program. I think our coaches, our medical staff, our strength and conditioning coach, they've done a great job. Our players, obviously, the way they've competed, their attendance, just kind of gives you hope about the fall. It just really like some things that our players are trying to get accomplished, the way they handle things in the meetings, the way they've come out here and competed on the field. We've thrown a lot at them. You know, we're going to have some young guys we're going to have to count on next season to play for us and play well. So we've tried to, in this offseason program, to put a lot on their plate to see how they will respond and hopefully, you know, lay a foundation for a good football season. And I think we've gotten that accomplished. I think we can leave this mini camp along with what we did in OTAs and what we did in our strength and conditioning phase of the offseason program and feel good about where we are, knowing that we got a lot of work ahead of us, but I feel like we're on pace to really accomplish our goals. So really encouraged by the work that our guys put in and our staff put in as well. We're really excited about our team and our players.
What is your final message to the team out there in the huddle, bringing it up after this whole offseason program?
Just reminded them about, you know, the things they got to get done in this time away, and to remember that they represent us in their hometowns, wherever they travel at, that we all represent one another, and you know, take care of their bodies. I mean, it's going to be an important time away, but you know, rest, you know, do the things you want to do, but take care of your body.
So what have you seen from Christian over these last 5 weeks, OTAs and minicamp?
I really like the way, Tim, that he has matured mentally, just seeing how he has kind of taking the reins from a leadership standpoint. He's more vocal than he has been in the past. His football above the neck has been impressive in the time that we've been out here on the field practicing. So, you know, he's got the athletic ability, but you want him to make good decisions under the center. And some of the things he's done in these practices kind of lends me to believe, along with our staff, that he's grown a lot in that area, making better decisions with the football, which should in turn, you know, help us down the line.
He talked about that, and he talked about accuracy also being something he wanted to work on. What have you seen from that on that part of it?
I think he's much better. He's worked his tail off trying to improve his accuracy. Our coaches have put him through a bunch of different drills, Kevin, and through his hard work, I think he's improved in that area. Now, we've got some things we've got to get done in training camp, but he's put in the work to improve, and we're seeing it.
New receivers.
You know, Cordero and Greg, how long do you think that timing is going to take for them to sync up with Christian?
Well, I think we've made a lot of progress in the time we've been out here. We run a lot of different drills to work on that time, and so I think we've made progress, and we're about where we need to be going in the training camp. And the obvious answer to the question is, by the time we line up against Detroit, we better have that timing down, you know. So we have time to get that done, and you'd like to have it done, you know, at least by the third preseason game. You'd like to feel like you're just about there, and, you know, we'll see where we are, but we think we're getting closer to where we need to be.
Do you like this communication? He said sometimes they had maybe a few mistakes with he and the O-line, and that they got a chance to talk about it immediately and work it out. Have you seen that in terms of, is that the maturity also you're talking about?
I think that goes along with what I was saying earlier about just being smart above the neck, just seeing some of the ways he has understood the importance of his communicating, not just to our offensive line in the instance that you gave, but to the receivers, to the running backs, sharing with them the knowledge that he has, because he knows our entire offense. But it helps the rest of our players when they see him take charge and say, you know, I want you to be at this spot when you're going out for a route, or if you're an offensive tackle, hey, you got to make sure you block the three technique. Guys kind of appreciate that. They feel like, okay, this guy not only knows his responsibilities, but he understands what I have to get done as well. So that's a part of the maturation that we're seeing. And the next step would be for him to have early success. And, of course, his teammates will continue to gain more confidence when that happens.
Anything that stood out in particular to you, made an impression on you overall?
And we've had a number of guys that have kind of stood out, but for me, it's been more collectively seeing how they've worked and the way they've competed as a group. That has impressed me more than, say, some of the individuals that have had a good camp. And we've had a number of guys that have done well, but just seeing how collectively they're working as a team. It's you know, one of the things you want to do this time of the year is begin to develop a team identity, and training camp will be a part of that, but I'm seeing that happening now. And we do have some individuals that have done a good job, but more the team aspect has been what has impressed me the most.
How is Sullivan progressing in his rehab?
Everything I've been told, he's doing, you know, very well. And You know, we don't expect him to miss any days when we get down to Mankato. He's on target to start when we start, so hopefully that'll still be the case.
What kind of differences do you see between this time last year and now in Harrison Smith?
The confidence. I mean, you can see that, and that would be the obvious difference from your rookie year to your second year. But his ability now to understand our defense, the ins and outs, the whys and the why nots of what we do, and now having him to help some of the guys that are in backup roles and trying to almost be an assistant coach in some ways, which you need out of the safety position. I think Jamarcus Sanford helps him with that. But a lot of growth from a confidence standpoint.
With him, with Antoine being gone, obviously you kind of look for people to take up that leadership mantle in that group. Can he be a guy that plays a big part in that?
I think so. And I think he kind of wants to embrace that. But he's only going into the second season. So, but he has that aura about him where other guys kind of look to him because of his playmaking ability, where he leads by his example. I mean, some of those hits that he made a season ago, the picks for touchdowns, I mean, things like that, it puts you in a leadership role because guys respect what you're doing. So he's in that role.
He's obviously an aggressive player, but were there things that you saw in film, moments where teams took advantage of that, where he would over-pursue things? He needed to dial that back at all?
No, there weren't many times he was tricked a season ago, even though he was a rookie. He was usually where he needed to be and discouraged a lot of potential big plays down the field because he's such a bright guy with a lot of range. I mean, you like his aggressiveness, so I don't think there was an instance where we thought we needed to pull him back. He did a good job.
What are your expectations for Sharif early on?
Like to be able to get him to him in a rotation system where, you know, he's a part of what we're doing with our four down, where he's getting in sometimes with Kevin and just rotate. And hopefully to the point where he's productive enough where he can warrant, you know, increased reps as the year goes on. I mean, that would be optimum if he's able to get in the rotation and have success, and we can gradually, you know, add more reps to his plate as the season goes on.
Starting mainly as a pass rusher, though, is what you envision?
I think some of that will determine, you know, how far he comes along in training camp from a run defense standpoint and how well he adjusts to, you know, the way people want to block him here at this level in training camp. So, and preseason games as well. So, you know, we'll see how it goes.
As you work him in, do you think a lot of those snaps would come from Kevin playing a little less, or could Sharif see some of those at the nose as well?
We're not thinking that at this point, Ben. We'd like for him to be in a rotation system with Kevin and take some of those reps off of Kevin to keep him fresh throughout the season. And, you know, we're hoping that that'll be the case.
What about the idea that even if it's towards the end of the year or whatever, that two best defense tackles on this team are Sharif and Kevin? If it comes to that, would you be opposed to having them both on the field at the same time, or could that work?
Well, I, you know, that wouldn't be a bad problem to have, Kevin. Right. We'd go for that, and then we'd make a decision, you know, based on the fact that they are playing at a high level. So
I guess I'm wondering how married you are to him playing one position versus the other, how different they really are.
Yeah, I don't foresee such a drop-off with LaTroy or Fred for that to happen. But if for some reason that were to happen, then we'd have to consider it. But I don't envision those guys not playing up to par.
So a lot of times with young punters, you'll see guys be up and down. But when you see Locke on the short field, they're pretty consistent like that. Does that encourage you more about what he's going to be able to do as a rookie?
Oh, without question. I think not only him, but all of our rookies and some of the things we've asked them to do and the roles that we're putting them in, you know, we've seen a lot of growth in all of them. So I'm encouraged by our rookie class, from the first-round picks to the guys that were drafted late. Anxious to see some of those who weren't able to work, like Michael Monte and a couple others, but really encouraged by our young group as a whole. And we have a special guest that came out to practice with us today. Most of you are very familiar with him, the winningest coach in NCAA history, and a friend of the Minnesota Vikings as well, Coach John Gherlardi, St. John's University. Thank you, Coach, for coming out here.
Thank you.
And being a part of today's practice.
Thank you for having me.
And we're all hoping that some of his great fortune will rub off on us. That's what we're hoping. And we appreciate your support and just coming out.
We appreciate what you're doing for the Vikings.
Yes.
Doing a great job.
Yes. Thanks, Coach. Thank you. But, you know, a lot of people pulling for, you know, our football team and want our guys to have success, and it, you know, all our players appreciate when they go to the mall or they're at a sporting event and they see people wearing Vikings jersey or Vikings hats, Vikings paraphernalia. It just encourages, you know, our players. They're excited about this 2013 season, evidenced by their participation here, and you know, we'll see what things fall when the fall rolls around. Any other questions before we break?
Are Mistral and Red, they kind of dealing with something?
Yeah, Mistral had a ham, Red had a calf, but nothing that will hinder them when we get to Mankato. They should both be ready, so.
Schedule going to be pretty much the same in Mankato, practice-wise and everything, a year ago?
Yeah, pretty much the same. You know, we'll have a walkthrough in the morning and practice in the afternoon. Yeah, pretty much the same, yeah.
Good to not have to worry about Adrian's health.
Going into training camp like last year?
Very much so. You know, good for him, good for us. One less thing that we have to deal with. Healthy Adrian Peterson makes us all smile. So.
No jambalaya
in the cafeteria this year.
Probably not. Probably won't be on the menu. No. So.
You just kind of give him those days of rest, just ease him up a little bit, or.
Yeah, that's all. I mean, we kind of know what he's capable of doing. He knows the offense, so every now and then, you know, we're going to pick our spots and say, you know, let the other guys handle it. We'll do that from time to time. So, all right. You guys have a great summer.
Thanks.